Now, if you thought somebody had had too many Brussels sprouts with that noise in the background, it did sound like something, you know, had escaped. It did sound like sort of some sort of squeaky noise. You want to do that again? Is that? Are you putting lipstick on?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Did you really find that on the train this morning?
I didn't. Try to put my lipstick on.
Do you sleep, Lee? Do you actually?
Sometimes.
Do you? How many hours a night do you sleep?
It varies between 3 and 6.
Yeah, I thought it would be, you know, because you've got too much energy. You've got too much energy, haven't you?
It Stop. Helps when you go jedding.
He does like a Jed Wood.
There's the Jed alert.
Have they got any other brothers? Is it just the twins? They've got brothers and sisters?
Actually, they've got an older brother, but he's looking quite nice these days, to be honest.
All right.
I've just started following him on Twitter.
What's his name?
His name's Kevin.
So you've got Edward and...
It's a bit hot.
What is it, Edward and... No.
The other one, John.
John. Not good, is it? That's what they're called, Jedward. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry about
that's
yeah.
Right, Michelle.
And Jedward. Is his are they
John
brother
and Edwards?
And the, is the brother
they are Jedward?
Is the brother a little bit like them? You know, kind
no.
of. No, he's very sensible.
No,
he's not. But you're going to
no,
meet him
he's
soon.
He's just a bit. He's like because they're quite good, aren't they?
Mm.
And stuff. But their brother's a bit naughty.
Jedward said,
the wrong
"Oh,
Brian.
This is from Jedward." Jedward have said, "Enjoying listening to Lee Luscious. Thank you for playing Planet Jedward and Ferocious."
Is that some kind of a joke?
I think it's them. Actually, let me have a look. Is it them or not? No, it's not. It's somebody else. Never mind. I thought it was Jedward. I was getting really excited.
I was going to say.
It looks like Jedward though, because they've got really hairy faces.
That's Santa, Michelle.
Now you are going to.
I'm going to give you a present first.
Oh, right. Is this for me?
That's for Phoenix.
Thank you.
That's to hang on the wall.
Oh, is it? This is the Phoenix FM. Tony, do you want to come and help me open this?
No,
this
no,
is, I've left it open at the naughtiest month.
Right, this is a present from Lee Luscious. Just open this live
only,
on air.
Only two other people ever
make,
get
make,
these,
make,
and
make
that's
great,
John and Edward.
Making for great radio, this is. This is for opening a
present.
This is for
ripping it open right
all the guys and girls at Phoenix. Oh, my Lord. Hold on, Tony Smith's
Tony's
come
just running and falling over his own feet to
wow.
get to December.
Blimey.
Keep broadcasting, I'll look at the pictures.
You've got your own calendar. Fabulous. Oh,
and
that's really nice. Thank you.
For you, Michelle. Happy Christmas.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, I will do in the background. Now, what song are you going to do? Thank you, Lee.
Well,
that's so lovely.
Oh, you're welcome. I love Phoenix, and
thank
they've
you.
Supported me lots, as you have, Michelle.
Thank
so
you.
It's just my
I love, I must
thank
say,
you.
I love all sorts of music, because it's brilliant to have so many wonderful guests in the studio over the last year, including yourself and all the other guests. So if you're listening out there, thank you very, very much. You've made doing the show brilliant.
Sorry, did you say something? What did you just say?
Yeah, sorry, I did actually. I was just chatting away to myself. Yeah.
Sorry, Michelle.
Interrupted you right in the middle of your speech as well.
Oh, you know what? I switched off. And you know why I switched off? Because I wanted to come and give you a hug, because I'm a huggy person. And then I realised that I was attached to the headphones and
trying to
work out how to do it. And then I realised you were talking. Sorry about that.
It's all right, don't worry. I'm going to open the presents. You've got to show Happy Christmas. Right, okay, what's this song doing? Now, this song is called The Look, which we've played loads.
The Look. Mm-hmm. It was written about somebody that I know.
He's got a look.
Give me the look.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jedward fans out there. You all know who this song's about, don't you? Yeah. And I wrote this song. Some of it I wrote in my sleep. Don't ask. I'm going to try and remember to do the radio edit.
Do the radio edit,
don't
please. Don't get
sad.
Yeah, don't otherwise I'll get in trouble. Here is Lee Luscious with the number one, The Look.
I think I can help with your hyperness. Wanna do stuff to you, but can you guess what I can do to ease your stress? I wanna unleash your hyperness. I can put you in a frenzy, put your hair in a mess, put you in a mood where you couldn't care less. I wanna get with you, get you undressed. I wanna show you what I do best. Bake cakes. You fascinate me. I've an affinity for you when you get the luck. You fascinate me, you do. You're adorable through and through when you get the luck. I've lived a little and a lot, but you ain't lived yet. Let me give you a present that you never forget. You've had a lot of gifts, but I will bet you've never had a gift like this one yet. Ain't it like a cuddle's getting me upset? Ain't just a water pistol getting me wet? Wanna know why I think we met? Let's get down to it, wanna make you sweat. trouble through and through when you get the luck. I used to have a boyfriend, but he's now my ex. Let's go crazy and get undressed. Love heart lips begging to be kissed. Cheekbones pleading to be bit. Let's get serious, serious. Now let's get serious now for a minute. Ain't just about sex and getting down with it. A proper love you from within now, innit? Wanna rip your shirt and seal within it. Oops, sorry, clean love songs I'm singing. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I'm losing, I'm still winning. I love you, baby, let's do some sinning. You fascinate me, you do. I've an affinity for you when you get the luck. You fascinate me, you do. You're adorable through and through when you get the luck. You fascinate me, you do. I've an affinity for you when you get the luck. You fascinate me, you do. You're adorable through and through when you get the luck. You fascinate me. You fascinate me. You fascinate me. You fascinate me.
Listening. Thank you very much. And I've got a lot of these are my favourite chocolate orange segments, which you got me, which I absolute
like
I love that.
I listen to the show.
Thank
Michelle.
You. Tap it, unwrap it, scoff it. And this is amazing. Jed Diary, The Secret of Jedding, Part 1 by Lee Luscious. It's a book you've written.
Yes, I wrote that last year when I was a bit bored.
But my God, you've got so much talent, woman. You've written a book, it's got pictures of Jed Wood and all the times you've met him in there.
Only 2 years of it.
How many pages is there? There is.
I've just started my next book, which is The Life of Luscious.
189 pages, and it's all full of pictures and everything. Thank you very much. And you've written a book.
You're welcome.
Oh my God! Did they get a copy?
They did, and actually, they asked me not to publish it, but YOLO.
Oh right. Well, never mind, boys. You know, it's
I
nice to have fans.
I'm a grown up, okay?
Yeah, well, it's nice to have fans, isn't it? I mean, that's the point, isn't it? When you get famous, which you probably will do in a couple of years or
There's
next year or whatever.
There's nothing bad about them in there anyway. Oh. It's just about, it's from a fan's point of view, it's just some of the crazy things that we've done while chasing them around, you know? It's just like all the funny stuff that goes on. Because, like, the fans in Ireland, they message over to us on Twitter and say, Jed, are they getting on a plane? And then we all charge down to Heathrow Airport and meet them off the flight. And then we car chase them all the way through London whilst hanging out of the sunroof with party
poppers. Do you film any of it? Have you not thought about doing a documentary? I mean, that would be really good.
Do you know what? I've actually been asked now 4 times to do a documentary about our lifestyles.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people are really interested in it. And
Someone
actually asked me recently as well, because they find it quite interesting that the point of view that I sort of started sort of chasing celebrities, now I'm sort of chasing my dreams.
Mm.
And in some of the things, I'm kind of doing a little bit better than some of the people I've been chasing. So the tables are starting to turn, if you know what I mean.
I think
so
if they offer you a doctorate,
it's
do
quite
it.
A funny story, I think.
I think you should do it. You want to get yourself on
telly.
So ITV,
if you're listening out there, am I allowed to advertise them? Not
yeah,
really. Never mind, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, I don't mind. ITV, she'll do
my
it.
My story is up there. I'm happy to come on to... you know, any show and talk about my story.
But you want an hour's documentary. I think it would be really entertaining.
I want a month's documentary.
Well, you know, they like follow different people like they do the tarot. I think it'd be a good thing if they did like a series of what
all
it's like with super fans and the different characters in doing that.
I think so, because there's like, I've met some really, really interesting people from like chasing the twins around, and you get to meet other celebrities as well.
Yeah.
It's a weird lifestyle. I mean, you kind of live in their lifestyle with them. If you know what I mean, I used to get up at like 4 in the morning, go chasing them and then go to work and then finish work, do a gig, and then I'd get off stage, go back in the car, chase them to the airport. It's a crazy lifestyle.
When you say chasing, you mean like following an eyes went
off? Well, I've actually run after them by foot before because I'm quite fit. So I've chased their car by foot.
They That's
were
what
a
you
bit
want.
Shocked when I turned up at this shopping centre because they'd been stuck in all this traffic, and then I just appeared out of nowhere.
You want Lee to be your super fan, don't you? To chase you everywhere, Tony.
I'll stalk you, Tony.
Did you get chased the other day? Who by?
Please.
Very good.
I've been chased by them and all.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today. If you want to find out about more about Lee Luscious, go to a website. I said you need to be over 18. All the W's LeeLuscious.com. Where are you gigging next, my love?
I have no idea.
Local kebab shop, anywhere she fancies. In fact, today she might just do a random gig.
I might do on the train on the way home. Yeah. Actually, I have done gigs on the train before on the way home from a gig. If you check out my website, I keep it updated every day. So there will be lots of gigs next year. I think I'm playing a beer festival next year as well.
Oh, nice. Well, it's lovely. Thanks ever so much. Thank you very much for the calendar. I'm going to keep that calendar because I need one. That's fabulous. And for the book as well, and for the chocolates. That's really nice of you. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Said,
and thanks
lovely.
For all your support here, Michelle, and everyone at Phoenix for supporting me with my music. It means a lot.
And we'll have more next year. We'll have more next year.
Okay. I'll write some when I leave here.
And do some documentary as well. That's what I want to see on television. I can go, I know her.
Well, when I'm filmed for my documentary, we'll be in here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, get me
in
here.
Come in to see you.
I'll get dressed up and look really spectacular that day. I didn't know any film was taking place. Really? I'm on telly? I've got to be a super stalker then. I've got to find somebody.
You can come jedding with us, Michelle.
I won't be able to keep you. You'd have to leave me behind.
Yeah,
I'd be like Timmy.
Fine. It's just car chases and cab chases.
I can't do that. I'm too old.
You can come on a jed alert with us.
I'd be like tiny Tim, sort of settling with a stick in the corner.
Michelle,
go, she can't run, leave her.
I'm telling you, you will love it. There's nothing better than jumping in a cab and saying, chase that car.
And on that note, we'll leave it. Have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
And to you, whoop-de-doop.
Thank you very much. Right, 12:14, I'll be back with some eggs. I'll be back with some eggs. Eggs? I haven't got any left. They've all fallen out.
Michelle,
and my eggs went a long time ago. Right, here's Johnny Hayes' Jazz with Turn Back the Clock.